It's Thursday, May 18th. It's 32 minutes past the hour. I'm John Larson. This is sports. Missouri S&T will be holding a number of weekly summer camps at the athletic complex on campus beginning Tuesday, May 30th with the 42nd annual Joe Minor Camp. For more information on all of Missouri S&T summer camps, go to minorcamps.com. Pinch hitter Chris Young singled home the tie-breaking run in the 13th inning, and the Boston Red Sox rallied past the St. Louis Cardinals 5-4 on Wednesday night to sweep their two-game interleague series. Boston improved to 3-17 when trailing after 7 innings, while St. Louis fell to 19-1 when leading after 7. Aaron Hicks hit a 3-run homer to cap off a 5-run 4th inning. The Yankees piled up 16 hits, and New York rolled to an 11-7 victory over the Kansas City Royals on Wednesday night. Gerso Fernandez scored 3 second-half goals in 13 minutes. Tim Melia had his 7th shutout, and Sporting Kansas City beat the Seattle Sounders 3-0 on Wednesday night for sole possession of first place in the Western Conference. Kansas City is undefeated in 15 straight home games. Seattle lost its 3rd straight. The Cleveland Cavaliers took Game 1 of the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals by building a 26-point lead in the first half of a 117-104 rout of the Celtics in Boston. LeBron James had 38 points, 9 rebounds, and 7 assists as the Cavaliers improved 9-0 in the postseason. The Ottawa Senators scored 4 times in the opening period to chase goaltender Marc-Andre Fleury in a 5-1 thumping of the visiting Penguins. Craig Anderson's 25 saves helped the Senators take a 2-1 lead in the NHL's Eastern Conference Finals. Always Dreaming is the early 4-5 favorite for the Preakness as the colt tries to take another step towards the Triple Crown. The reigning Kentucky Derby winner will break from the number 4 post in the 10-horse field. Atlanta's new $1.5 billion Mercedes-Benz Stadium faces setbacks with its key feature, a retractable roof that opens and closes like a camera lens. The stadium's opening has been pushed back 3 times, now to early August. At 100,000 watts, KMST is Mid-Missouri's only public radio superstation. KMST has market to reach into 18 counties with listeners that have a median household income of $92,000 per year, with 7 out of 10 listeners also holding a bachelor's degree. KMST is a great choice for area businesses to reach an audience with above-average spendable income. What are you waiting for? Call Jim Graham or Joel Goodridge today at 573-341-4386. I'm John Larson, KMST Sports.